This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. A little bit of roll call for you. Dougie is out. He'll be back at the end of the week. He's taking some well-deserved time off, which is great for him. In the meantime, the girls holding down the fort, and it is Halloween. Hopefully your day is off to a spooky start. Lots of fun to be had today. Lots of sugar to be had today. I was just putting together, ladies, my bag of goodies for trick-or-treaters tonight, and I'm hoping a lot of them come to the door. If not, this could be suicide for me.
Oh, no. Believe me, I bought candy like 2 weeks ago, and I've been slowly snacking on it, so I need the trick-or-treaters to come so I can get rid of all of it.
You can never buy Halloween candy. It's like that perfect line of when to actually buy it. Once the bag is open, oh, forget about it.
Well, yeah, I was overzealous last year. I bought it like the day before, and there was nothing to be found in the store, so this week I decided to buy it early, and that wasn't a good decision either.
There's got to be like a fine line. Maybe we should have National Buy Candy Day so that everybody just has a fair shake at it at the same time. All right, some sad news for Italy. They continue to just be rocked by earthquakes. A powerful 6.6 magnitude earthquake rocked central Italy on Sunday morning, injuring at least 20 people. This is the strongest tremor to hit the country in more than three decades. And keep in mind, they had two other earthquakes in that area last week. The earthquake is on the heels of this devastating quake that happened. There was one in August, one last week. The one in August killed 300 people. It flattened entire villages. The quake struck about 6 kilometers north of Norcia. There have been 200 aftershocks since Sunday's quake in that border area between the Marche and Umbria regions. Some villages are cut off, so the impact there has not been assessed yet. It seems that they're estimating 15,000 people are without electricity, and much of the Basilica of San Benedetto in Norcia collapsed. So this is, we talked about this a little bit last week, ladies. The sad thing is not just the earthquake and the people that have their lives so tremendously impacted by it, but all of this beautiful history that crumbled down because it's just not up to modern. It's not being retrofitted in the ways that modern buildings are.
I mean, does Italy have a history of earthquakes except in recent times? I feel like I don't ever associate Italy with earthquakes.
It's a region, though, that has a lot of the tectonic plates there, because if you think about Pompeii has volcanoes, and typically volcanoes and earthquakes, that's all plate activity. So I don't know. I don't remember them being a lot of stories, but it's not like you're going to get earthquakes every so often. I mean, it's going to be that big swarm that people talk about, and then it will be dormant for a while. So I'm not sure to answer your question, but just, you know, sending out good thoughts and prayers to the people in Italy, because that is a lot of trouble. And your nerves just get frayed, even if you're in a safe area, just that constant feeling of waiting for the next shake is kind of sad. If you are looking to go to Italy, by the way, once the shaking has stopped, a new story out today says that U.S. passport changes, well, they're coming. The State Department says there's about to be a massive backlog of passport applications to the tune of 49 million Americans whose passports will expire in 2017 and 2018. There was a new law in 2007 that was enacted by the 9/11 Commission that established passports as necessary for all travel. Canada, Mexico. It used to be that you could go to Mexico or the Caribbean or Canada without a passport. Now you need one. Millions of travelers, because of that, acquired 10-year passports that year. So as a result, they're all about to expire right now. Passport renewal already takes up to 6 weeks, and many destinations require foreign passports to be valid for months before your trip. So make sure you factor in these unknown delays if you have international travel planned, especially to these areas that require you having a passport for 6 months or so before you're set to travel. You might have a lot less time to renew than you thought. So check it out. And newer federal law The Real ID Act will soon enforce updates to all state-level identification in the form of security features like machine-readable data chips. Now, people in some states that are lagging behind in the technology are realizing their licenses might soon be invalid for air travel, even on domestic trips. So make sure you have that chip technology. I know coming back from the Czech Republic last October, everything in LAX is now computerized. It used to be that you had to wait and talk to the agent. Well, you still can, but if you're a returning domestic person coming back into the United States, you can go to these machines now, and it seems like this is going to be the future, is all these machine-readable chips, and they're looking for that in your passport and on your ID.
Yeah, I'm one of these people. My 10-year passport is up in 2 months, and I'm going to have to start the process really soon, just in case, because there are what experts are warning about is when you go to a foreign country, you don't just book a trip because without reading the fine print, because some countries you have to have a valid passport 6 months before your trip, so they don't want anyone who just got a brand new passport, and then now with the way the world is. They don't want anybody who has a brand new passport and the next day they're on a plane to wherever. So there are you definitely have to look into all of the fine print of wherever you're looking to go. Cruises as well. That's another thing. The cruise industry, and Pauline Fromer, our travel guide this Friday, can probably give us some more indication on this. But cruises are going to be really impacted by this. Because if you can't travel with your current passport, or if there are certain countries that you're going to make port of call stops that require a longer lead time than others, it's going to get complicated.
I think that's right. And it's a good thing for everybody to just have the passport. I mean, it's a second form of identification. And if you do get the opportunity to do a cruise or to travel, I mean, it's good to have it ready to go. So renew those passports. All right, up ahead, oh boy, lots of craziness in this 2016 election cycle. Election day is just about a week away, and there's a new poll out over possible concerns of election day violence. We'll give you the results of that next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. At 13 past the hour.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker. Excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Happy Halloween. It is 17 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out till the end of the week. Election Day, also just a week away, and there is a new poll out, ladies, that says a slight majority of likely voters fear that there is potential for violence on Election Day, according to a new USA Today Suffolk University poll. The poll found that 51% of likely voters surveyed had at least some concern about violence, and at least one in five voters are very concerned. Despite a majority of voters concerned about Election Day violence, 3 in 4 polls said they believe there will be a peaceful transfer of power when the new president takes office. However, only 40% of voters can say that they are very confident of a peaceful transfer, according to the poll. So that's two issues. Victoria, let's start with you. Do you think on voting day, on Election Day, that there will be any instances of violence at polling places around the country?
I'm sorry to say, yes, I do think that there will be some altercations. I don't. I hope it's nothing serious, but I do think that absolutely there will be some things, especially in swing states. I think there's going to be some stuff going down.
All right, Kara, what do you think?
I'm not really worried about it. I guess the possibility of some altercations might happen, but I don't know. I feel like this election cycle has already been so controversial and there have been so many things going on that I feel like if we haven't really encountered that much violence already, then I don't think it's really going to happen.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm hopeful that there will not be violence. And you know what? I think I do that because I'm just feeling that I have faith in the country, and although this election cycle has been very divided, I'm sure there could be instances of people just bickering and yelling at it. You know, maybe there's going to be some instances of a few words being thrown back and forth, but if it gets to be that it is dangerous for you to go and vote, we no longer live in America. And I think that this is one of the things that we do here. We do it right. We can peacefully go and vote. And, you know, there may be a few little schmucks out there holding signs or doing something silly. But, I have faith and I hope that without a peaceful election process, we're just not the country that we think we are. So,
yeah, I do have faith that the majority of people can interact peacefully. And if there are a few people who are troublemakers, I hope that most people can, you know, ignore them, or if anyone tries to start a fight, you know, the other people that are there voting can kind of get in the way and stop anything from happening, because I feel like the majority of people do not want violence, do not want anything to happen, and there might be a few instigators. We should all just ignore them.
I think there's going to be less violence in terms of, well, you like Trump and you like Hillary. I don't think that necessarily is going to be that much of an issue. Like Jen said, there might be some people with signs or whatever. But I think that there's going to be more voter fraud related stuff, whether it's people accusing someone of doing something shady, or I think that the voter fraud thing has been such a hot button issue in this election, and it seems to only be ramping up now that we are a week away. I think there might be some stuff with that. I hope not, but we'll see.
I'm hoping that, and some of the campaigns, actually most Hillary and Donald's campaigns, are actually asking people to be operatives out in polling places just to keep an eye on things, and that's great. I actually am so for that, to have people who have time who are going to keep an eye on things just as good citizens of the country. I think that that's a really good thing. Now, this poll also addresses the peaceful transfer of power, which is obviously a cornerstone of who we are as a country. People in Hillary's camp have said Donald is not going to peacefully transfer power over because he's been talking so much about a rigged system, which again has not been doing him any favors either. What do we think here? Depending on who wins, is it going to be peaceful? Do you think it'll all work out real quick here, Victoria?
I think by the time January rolls around, the country will have accepted whatever the verdict is. Yeah, I think it'll be fine by January.
Me too. The only person I might see rolling their eyes is President Obama if he hands the keys to President Trump. That might be it. All right, more up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 21 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And everything seemed alright when we left, but when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street.
Oh wow, I have not heard this in ages. This is so awesome. All right, this is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out.
It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed so was sweating. Man, I was bugging. I checked the clock. It had stopped at 12:30. It had melted. It was so darn hot. And I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice on my coat. Flipped the TV off. And then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
man, this is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street. This peaked, by the way, at number 15 in 1988. And we're running down Billboard magazine. Billboard has put together a list of the top Halloween songs based on their chart successes. And this one, ladies, I don't know why. I think because it was I was 10 when this came out. So for me, this was like my first foray into this genre of music. And DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith were just, they were just such characters. I mean, it was like, they're such a big part of my childhood. I love them so much.
This also coincided with the TV, right? The TV show?
Of course. Well, not yet. They actually came first. So DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince were famous first, and then Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came out. But that was probably four or five years into his career, so before he went to acting, yeah.
Oh, wow. Fun. He sounds right. Really young.
he was very young. Are you kidding? All right. Also on the list of the top Halloween songs is named by Billboard magazine, Creedence Clearwater Revival. We play this with a shout out to our fearless leader, Dougie Steffen, who would love this.
Does he like Creedence?
I think he likes this Bad Moon Rising song. I don't know how much he likes CCR, but I think he likes this song. It made it to number 2 back in 1969. Also one, and I'm getting a little nostalgic now because every Halloween, Doug will always sing this song to us from Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Not only does... Do we play the Monster Mash, but he actually sings this to us like every Halloween. Gosh, and I think as I recall, I would do the background singing, and he would be Bobby Moore's ticket. So there you go. This was number one for 2 weeks back in 1962.
I had no idea that this song was that old. I would have guessed that this was from the 80s. You know, like a fun kind of theme song from the 80s, some of those one-off type things.
This is one of these great songs that you have to listen to every year at Halloween, or it's just not Halloween. Also another one of those songs, Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. This was number one 3 weeks in a row back in 1984.
I hope he got a really good record deal with this song, because the royalties you could live on.
He actually went to my church.
Yeah, really?
It's a pretty big deal. Yeah, Catholic. Our Lady of Lords. California. Never got to meet him. Don't know why. All right, Billboard named Michael Jackson's Thriller as the number one Halloween song of all time.
Which is amazing.
And pretty appropriate, I would say, even though the song peaked only at number four on the real Billboard charts in 1984.
My shoulders just do their own thing every time I hear this song. Like, I just realize, like, yep, doing the Thriller shoulders. I can't help myself.
Love it.
Revisit that video.
Did you do the dance? I think it became a thing in that Jennifer Garner movie where she taught herself how to do the Thriller dance, and now everybody does the Thriller dance.
Hey, if Jennifer Garner can teach herself, I'm assuming I could probably get through it.
Right? And I think we couldn't leave this segment, Kara, without a little Werewolves of London. Number 21 in 1978, but when we're paying tribute to the top Halloween songs according to Billboard magazine, this is a way to carry yourself out, right?
Absolutely. Such a good song.
What's your favorite Halloween song? Let us know. Tweet us at DJ V Show. You can tweet us at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, or you can use hit us up on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. My motto is treats for treats, not treats for tricks. If you want to give your dog some goodies a few times a day, or if you want to let your cat lick the bottom of your yogurt container, that's fine with me. But the extra food should never be held out as a reward for good behavior. In order to communicate with your pet in a healthy context, you should never have to bribe them. Think about this. Think about if every time I wanted a cookie, my mother would make me sing God Bless America. When I got that cookie, you bet I'd be really protective over it. Here's my feeling, okay? I believe in treats. I believe you should give your dog treats. You should give your cat healthy treats, but not make them perform for them. If your dog is just being a good dog hanging around and you want to give it a cookie, go give it a cookie. But again, don't make the dog or cat do things for it. The most important thing to remember is by rewarding your dog with a treat or a biscuit, what you're doing is reinforcing that need to always have a biscuit around. You always have a hug. You always have a kiss. You always have a good boy, a good girl. That works a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
I've always wanted to do a family pajama holiday card, and this is my year thanks to thecompanystore.com and their 6th annual National Family Pajama Night on Saturday, November 19th. Spend an evening with your family getting cozy in your PJs, indoor camping, building sheet forts, pillow fights, or watching movies. And for every pair of family flannel pajamas purchased between now and December 19th, the Company Store will donate $1 to Ronald McDonald House, New York City. Get ready for National Family Pajama Night on Saturday, November 19th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Enough. I'm really excited for him. He's getting some well-deserved time off, so hopefully he'll be back all revved up and refreshed and ready to go later in the week. Now, it is Halloween. Happy Halloween to all of you. If you're getting the kids off to school and all those costumes, getting ready for trick-or-treating tonight, have lots of fun. Be safe. Looks like weather forecast across the country is going to be good for most areas, so that's great news. One of the stories that we've been following on this program, ladies, is the story of Jose Fernandez. He is the Miami Marlins pitcher, remember, who died on a boat just last month. There was a boat crash off of Miami Beach. Well, news is coming out from the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office that he had definitely some stuff going on, stuff in his system. He had cocaine in his system, and, of course, there was also the idea that there was a lot of alcohol going on when he and his two friends were killed in a boat crash last month. The Associate Medical Examiner, Kenneth Hutchins, listed boat crash as the cause of death and also said Fernandez was legally drunk with the blood alcohol concentration of 0.147, which is pretty high. Autopsies also determined that his friends Emilio Macias and Eduardo Rivero had levels of alcohol below the legal limit in Florida, which is 0.08. That's pretty consistent across the country. Rivero also had traces of cocaine in his system, according to the medical examiner's report, and authorities now are conducting a homicide investigation. They've still not determined who was driving the boat when it crashed. This is sad news all the way around. First, you have the loss of life with these three individuals. And then you have to have the families deal with the fact that maybe this could have been preventable if they were not out there partying and having a good time. Just really sad state of affairs all the way around, Victoria.
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, I grew up at the shore and on boats, and boating safety is something that, you know, we were just really serious about, and I guess we were lucky because so many people aren't. And this just seems like, you know, three guy friends having a really good time one night, and it's sad that there was cocaine involved, and it's not that surprising, though. And just drinking too much and not being aware of your surroundings. And it, you know, three lives are lost. It's just, the whole thing is very tragic.
Yeah, it sure is. And it doesn't make this any easier, I'm sure, for the family.
Yeah, and the aftermath of the investigation, I know they want to figure out everything that happened. And I'm sure the families want to know, too. But the whole, you know, finding out who was driving, I think it's just so much more frustrating in the aftermath. Because it's like the family's already lost someone. And then to have the guilt put on them of, oh, well, my kid was the one that was driving.
Yeah.
And, you know, caused the boat to crash. It just, I don't know if that's something that... Really, do you really need to find that out? I wouldn't want to know.
I mean, I think legally they probably need to. I mean, they have a responsibility to do that, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, maybe that information doesn't even need to be public. I mean, I know that they needed to close the investigation, but man, for the families alone to go, gosh, why did this have to happen? I mean, it's bad enough when it's a freak accident, but then when you think, okay, drugs and alcohol were involved, could this have been preventable? You play that what if game as a family member who's going through loss. You play the what if game anyway. So
yeah,
I know this can't help. All right, in other sports news, football season in full swing, and this one was interesting. The Denver Broncos are the team I probably cheer most for in the NFL. Their defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips, you see him all the time. He's 69 years old. He was actually taken off the sidelines on a stretcher Sunday after being hit by a San Diego Chargers player. Midway through the second quarter, the Chargers running back Melvin Gordon went out of bounds after an interception and knocked him to the ground. He remained on the ground. Trainers attended to him. He was eventually loaded onto a stretcher and taken away on a car. Initial reports said that he suffered a broken leg, but that turned out to be false. But this is so scary. You know, you watch these guys on the sideline, and okay, the players, you see them coming, they're keeping an eye on the game, but these coaches and defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators, whoever else is out there on the field, like the average everyday guy just standing around. I mean, you don't see it happen often, but you know it's got to be a real threat. I mean, these people are like freight trains when they run into you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the game is the one thing on their mind. So I've seen camera guys getting taken out, and you know that they're maybe, you know, they're not athletes necessarily, so they're just normal guys. And then you see old people on the side of basketball courts getting taken out. I think that happened during the NBA finals, maybe, with LeBron James just going on to the, you know, the audience and taking out some old people that were watching. That's just,
yeah.
Ugh. It would be nice to be right next to the field or next to the court, but I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put him in a box. Should give him like a clear box.
Just put walls around it.
Well, I was thinking maybe like some bumpers might be good.
You know, like just in hockey, right?
Yeah.
A little ring, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Earl Thomas learned the hard way that love and showing affection is not always a good thing. Earl Thomas is a safety for the Seattle Seahawks, and he tried a new touchdown celebration on Sunday that didn't do so well for him. The All-Pro defender hugged an official after recovering a first-quarter fumble by the New Orleans Saints running back Mark Ingram and returning it 34 yards for a touchdown. He was really excited, but apparently, if you hug an official, that's a 15-yard penalty. So social media users took the opportunity to call the NFL out once again. They're already in trouble this season as the No Fun League. Get it? The NFL, the No Fun League. I thought that was kind of cute. You know, he's all excited and he runs up and hugs the guy. Come on. You're going to really give him 15 yards? Give me a break.
I know. And it's really rare.
I'm kidding you.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare that a safety gets to have a real moment like this. And it's rare, and then to return it 34 yards for a touchdown. Like, that's a career highlight. And, he probably just wanted to grab the closest person to him for a hug. And it turned out it was an official. So, it's sad.
People are just no fun. I mean, come on. Oh, boy. All right, lots of focus on celebrity news today, and Britney Spears took a break from her Piece of Me Las Vegas residency for a spin class, and it was all for a good cause. Britney joined fans for a Piece of Me charity ride, spin class benefiting the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. Fans were able to score a seat in the spin class if they donated to the charity. Before the class, Britney presented a check of $553,130, sort of an odd amount, to the NCCF. The ride was part of this initiative by Spears and Zappos, the shoe company, to raise $1 million for building a new facility for NCCF to provide critical services to young cancer patients and their families. So from sports news on the field to sports news in spin class, Britney Spears trying to do some good. And, you know, this only helps her, ladies. I think she's still kind of in repair mode for her reputation, and I think these kind of things only help to elevate her career.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, she's got this Vegas residency. I'm not sure how long it's going for. But it's nice that she's embracing her local community and helping. I mean, she's really becoming a Las Vegan. Is that what it would be?
Well, I guess. Sure. I like that word. I like it.
But it's nice that she's doing local stuff. And, she's always been good to the people of Louisiana where she's from when helping with flood victims and things like that. And it's nice to see that she's, you know, still doing some stuff for the kids right near who really, I mean, these kids really need this kind of help and attention to this organization. So go Brit.
We like her. All right, TV news. Lots of TV news going on this week. Halloween specials galore. And we'll have all of that for you next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at 42 minutes past the hour.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101 night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300 or visit reverie.com.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Dr. Cheryl Stroud, Executive Director of the U.S.-based Global One Health Commission, says,
"The commission was created to help professionals reconnect across silos that have developed as we've become more specialized."
Dr. Stroud adds, "We all have a role to play to make One Health a success.
Every profession, from anthropologists to physicians to veterinarians, plays a critical role by joining together to share knowledge and help solve today's global health challenges."
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
46 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back later this week. And that music means it is time for a spooky Halloween television report. Victoria, lots of stuff I know going on TV tonight. So if you're not taking the kids trick-or-treating, or maybe you just want to stay home and kind of get in the mood, there's a lot of good TV shows on tonight, right?
We're back in the full fall swing. So ABC at 8 has Dancing with the Stars. It's the eighth week of eliminations. New Gotham on Fox at 8. If you're a fan of, I know you love Gotham. Gotham, that's probably the perfect show to watch on Halloween night, waiting for kids to ring your doorbell. Brand new Supergirl at 8 p.m. on CW. If you're still keeping up with The Voice, I am behind on this. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are back again. It's the Knockout Rounds Part 3 tonight. And also, if you're a fan of Two Broke Girls, they're new as well. And tonight, I think, is actually a great time to take advantage of your on-demand, whatever your cable system has, because a lot of Halloween movies are on for one night only, and they're usually free. So if you check on your on-demand for Freeform, you can find Hocus Pocus, The Addams Family, lots of fun movies like that for kids. And I think HBO is also doing a whole Halloween thing, if you have HBO Now or HBO Go.
Yeah, I love watching these Halloween movies. We were just talking off the air about the Addams Family. There were two Addams Family movies that I might actually rewatch tonight. I haven't seen either of them in such a long time, and that was a great film franchise. So much fun, the spinoff of the TV show. I also love to watch Hocus Pocus this time of year. I think that's kind of a classic one. And, of course, who are you going to call? I mean, Ghostbusters is
right. It's
just a no-brainer for this evening. So, ladies, let's play the game. If you were going to get to watch one movie tonight for Halloween themed, whether it's kids movie or creepy, Kara, what would you want to watch?
Oh, it's got to be Hocus Pocus. It's a classic, and I haven't gotten the chance yet this year.
Victoria?
Hocus Pocus is definitely on my list for tonight because, again, I haven't seen it in years. I just did both Addams Family movies over the weekend and some scary stuff, so that's good. But I have to always throw in, I need a little rom-com in there, too. I have to throw in Practical Magic. That is my number one favorite.
Good one.
I have to watch that every year on Halloween.
Practical Magic is great for the kid. I mean, I love Hocus Pocus, so I'd probably be with you, Kara, on this one. The other one that I love, and we talked about that, if you don't have kids around and you just want to have some adult viewing time, I mean, I don't mean that kind of adult viewing, but the other is Nicole Kidman. I mean, that's a great psychological thriller. So much fun. That's a great movie. And also, I love this time of year, The Silence of the Lambs. It's probably...
Oh, wow, you go full in. That's...
most psychological. I love that movie. Though it's because it's well acted, it's not just all creepy crawly, like it's just so well acted and you feel it. I mean, that's the kind of scary movie I like.
Yeah, and I know this is not necessarily a Halloween movie, but I also like Shaun of the Dead, which is a zombie movie, but it's a bit more fun,
so good.
not so scary as some of the psychological thrillers.
That's a good one. I love that. If you like zombies or not, I mean, I'm not a zombie fan, but Shaun of the Dead is one of my favorite movies.
And I'm sure if you dig way deep into your on-demand, you can probably find a little Charlie Brown Halloween as well, which is always a good classic if you don't want to do the gore or the zombies. All right, whatever you do tonight, we wish you all a happy Halloween. It is 50 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie out on vacation, and my buddy, my pal, really truly when I say this, I mean it. I really do love Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He is the best at what he does, and he is here making a house call for us on air with DJV. And Dr. Ken, let's start off because the FDA has just issued a warning about the dangers from testosterone supplements. For all of you men out there, this is a big story.
It is, and thank you for those nice compliments. I feel the same way. Supplemental testosterone and related anabolic androgenic steroids can cause heart attacks, personality changes, and infertility, and are easily abused, according to the FDA. The FDA said this past Monday that labeling on all prescription testosterone products, which are approved to treat men with low testosterone due to certain medical conditions, will be revised, according to the FDA. Reported serious adverse outcomes include, are you ready for this list? Heart attack, heart failure, stroke, depression, hostility, aggression, liver toxicity. obesity, and male infertility. Individuals abusing high doses of testosterone have also reported withdrawal symptoms such as depression, fatigue, irritability, loss of appetite, decreased libido, and insomnia.
Wow.
So just what you don't want to have.
I was going to say, that list does not sound like a whole lot of fun, that's for sure. Now, for you ladies out there who are either thinking about getting pregnant or who are maybe getting ready to go into the delivery room, maybe you just had a baby, there looks like there is a link now between labor pain and postpartum depression.
Yes, this is important. American Society of Anesthesiologists annual meeting this week. Women who obtain good pain relief during labor may have to worry less about postpartum depression later. Reducing pain during labor is associated with a reduced risk for postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a common condition affecting 1 in 8 women after having a baby. They may experience crying, feelings of anger, and anxiety about not being a good mother.
Wow.
That is amazing. So that means take all the drugs that you need, ladies, right?
Just shovel them in.
Shoot me up.
Now, speaking of women, there is a lot of focus on breast cancer, obviously, during the month of October. Everything is pink. Everything is going on about the information women need to know about breast cancer. But heart disease for women is really still the number one killer. So fill us in about what women can do preemptively to prevent going down that road to heart disease.
Exactly, Jen. 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer, but 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. 1 in 2.5 American women who die of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, compared with 1 in 30 who die of breast cancer. So what can you do about all this havoc? You want to know your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, your blood sugar. You want to eat a healthy diet, the Mediterranean diet. Get into an activity program after the doctor says it's okay. Get the mental stress out of your life. Mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking, which you shouldn't. You want to limit your alcohol for women. You know, everything's harder. It's up to 1 serving a day of alcohol. For guys, it's up to 2. You want to make sure that you sleep. Get 7 to 8 hours a night of rest.
Wow, all the things I'm not doing.
I know. I'm just thinking.
a little worried. Mental stress, not sleeping. Oh, boy, I think I might know my numbers, but that's about it. All right, also, finally here, just real quick, Dr. Kent, I know that there is a risk of, or a high rate of antidepressant use after someone battles cancer. What's the story out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology?
Yes, we're getting good at treating cancer, but treatment for depression and anxiety is nearly twice as common among cancer survivors as it is for those who never had the disease. Nearly 1 in 5 cancer survivors is taking medications for anxiety and depression. What it means, Jen, is we've come a long way in treating cancer medically, but cancer can take a serious psychological and emotional toll for many years, even after treatment is complete.
Make sure you're taking good care of yourself. And in our final seconds here, the synthetic drug pink, what is that all about?
Pink. It's a new synthetic drug. It's called U47700, also known as Pink or Pinky, has been making news for killing dozens of Americans. U47700 is a lab-made opioid, 700% more potent than heroin. It's also an ingredient in a cocktail of drugs that killed Prince.
Watch out, right? Wow. No pink there. All right, thanks, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registration.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.